Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, worship team. Okay, give the worship team a big hand clap. Hallelujah. God is good. Now, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. Hebrews what? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 says that to the Son, okay, to the Son is Jesus. He says, who says? The Father. God the Father says to the Son, Jesus. Okay, to the Son he says, your throne, O God. So who is saying to who? The Father is saying to the Son. Okay, the Father is saying to the Son. Okay? Your throne, O God. So the Son is God. Have you seen it? So God is talking to who? To God. Anyway. Okay? Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. Okay? A scepter is a symbol of authority, power. Okay? So the Son is going to rule, to reign in righteousness, and is going to even rid the earth of unrighteousness. Why? Because his scepter is a scepter of righteousness. Glory be to God. Then he says in verse 9, okay, so the Father is still speaking to the Son, he's speaking to the Lord, to Jesus, and he tells him that you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Okay? So Jesus loved righteousness. He lived in righteousness. And he hated what? Lawlessness. Okay? Then he says, therefore, God, me, God, your Father, therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Okay? Jesus loved righteousness. Okay? He lived in righteousness. He's the only one who has never, he's the only man who has never sinned. Okay? And because he loved righteousness, okay, he got a reward. Okay? And here it says that, therefore, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness. Glory be to God. You cannot live in righteousness and the Lord doesn't reward you. Okay? In the same way, you cannot decide to do your own things, disobey God, and nothing happens. Okay? Nothing what? You can't. It's not there. It's not there. Okay? Pray to, thank God when the consequences are immediate. Because man, that wakes you up quickly. But when they are, you know, so far in the future, that's not good. In my opinion. Because now, where you live, you're one happy, you know, where, you know. So you get deceived. You get what? You get deceived that all is well. You understand? Then man, a calamity strikes in the 10th year of your life. You disobeyed what? First year of your, you know, then a calamity strikes. And then you wonder what's up, you know, you gather intercessors. But then what? Dennis gets a dream. That when that guy was in senior one, because the calamity has struck in senior for 10 years. In senior one, God told him, you know, anyway, these are just my mind. So, Jesus loved righteousness, okay? And the father was happy about that because the father also loves righteousness. Glory be to God. So when I read this in the week, it ministered to me, okay, that the Lord loves righteousness and he blesses righteousness. He blesses it. Glory be to God. And that is what we are going to talk about today. All right? That the Lord loves righteousness and blesses righteousness. Okay? He blesses it. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, we shall begin with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says that he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. Okay? That we might become the righteousness of God in him. Glory be to God. The day you got born again, you became the righteousness of God. Okay? Because you are in Jesus. He took away your sins. Okay? And he imputed unto you his righteousness. Glory be to God. Okay, so you have what people call the imputed righteousness. Glory be to God. However, that which is in you, okay, has to be manifest in your life. Glory be to God. That righteousness, okay, that you attained, okay, at salvation, when you got born again, okay, must be evident in your life. Glory be to God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. All right? But it has to be manifest. Amen? The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, from verse 11, it says that, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So in Christ Jesus, remember, righteousness was imputed unto you. You are alive in Christ. Glory be to God. Okay? And think that way. Okay? Then verse 12 says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Yes, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? But Paul now is saying, but don't let sin, or he says, therefore, since you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, okay, don't let sin reign in your mortal body. Okay? 13. And do not present your members, okay, the members of your body, as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. So a Christian can sin, isn't it? Okay? The doctrine which I always would tell you about to flee from jams this. Okay? Something, it is impossible for you not to sin. Others say, yes, you sin, but it doesn't matter. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Anyway, but the scriptures are clear, man. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, okay? Spiritually alive from spiritual death, okay? Present yourselves that way because you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, okay? So, present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Okay, now, the first teaching says that, you see, it says sin shall not have dominion over you, as in, it cannot. It cannot. Sin cannot have what? Dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but you're under grace. Sin cannot have dominion over a Christian. No way. But that's not what it says. Okay? Hallelujah. Remember, it has just said that, do not present your members as instruments of what? And righteous. So sin, so that means Sin can have dominion over you. Glory be to God. Amen. But in it says, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under law, but under grace. Okay? Now that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, remember, Jesus comes in the new covenant. You're no longer, you know, in the old, there wasn't imputed righteousness. Okay, now you didn't do anything. All you did is to accept the Lord, and you became the righteousness of God. All right? That's grace. All right? That is what? That is grace. And now it says that on this side, on this side of grace in the new covenant, okay, sin ideally shouldn't have dominion over you. Okay? One of the reasons is because you even now have the Holy Spirit inside you to help you, okay, to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Glory be to God. This is why sin shouldn't have dominion over a Christian. Your nature was changed. Once upon a time, you are sin, you know? But now you have become the righteousness of God. Okay? Number two, you've been given the Holy Spirit to help you. So sin shouldn't have what? Dominion over you. Glory be to God. Amen? Romans chapter 8, verse 13 says, okay, that if you live according to the flesh, okay, if you live according to the sinful nature, what will happen to you? You will die. Okay? Definitely, this is not talking about physical death. Amen? Because, I mean, you don't have to go to school to see people seeing what, but they're still what? Alive. And sometimes they clock 90, man. Then a nice chap dies at 26. And so it is not about spiritual death. You can die spiritually. And that means being eternally separated from God. And when you die, you end up in hell. Okay? All right? Okay? God is the father of the righteous. Okay? And the devil is the father of the unrighteous. So when you depart, you go to either one of them. Either to God in heaven or to the devil in hell. Amen? So, if you live according to the flesh, you will die spiritually. But if by the what? Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. By the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body. Okay, under grace, okay, you have the Spirit. So by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body. Okay, you bring forth righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen? So if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will do what? You will live. Remember, he's talking to Christians. He's writing to Christians. He tells them that you can die. Okay? But he also says that you can stay alive. Glory be to God. By the Spirit, okay, putting to death the deeds of the what? Of the flesh. Okay? So you see, the Spirit is there to help us. That is what one of the things it means, that now we are under grace. Okay, once upon a time we were sinners. Okay, then we were given the righteousness of God after doing nothing good, just believing in Jesus. All right? Glory be to God. And then you also given the helper, the Holy Spirit, to help you obey God, to help you live according to the laws of righteousness. Hallelujah. Okay? That is what it says also in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Okay? Paul says that, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, you have always what? This is a good CV. Hallelujah. Mukama nakuandi kako man. That guy always obeys. Hallelujah. Anyway, I've just seen this. I've never seen it. Okay? Then he said, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your what? Salvation. You're saved. Work it out. Glory be to God. Do what? Work it out. Okay? Then it says in verse 13 that, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to obey. Notice he doesn't force you. He doesn't do what? Or force you to will. He doesn't force you to do, to obey. Okay? But he works in you. Your co-workers, co-laborers, your partners. Okay? That's why the Holy Spirit is not called the doer. He's called the helper. The helper. He comes alongside you to help. Glory be to you. Not to do the work. You understand? He comes to help you. Amen? Glory be to God. He comes to what? To help you. Okay? So you see, it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? 1 John chapter 2 verse 6. Today I don't have a dream for you, amen? Yeah, we're going to read the scriptures. But if one comes out, you know, if I remember. Okay? 1 John chapter 2 verse 6 says, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Okay? Amen? He who says he abides, you remember, you're the righteousness of God. In Christ. You are in him. You are what? In him. Alright? And he's in you. Okay? So if you say he abides in you, or you abide in him, you then ought also to walk just as he walked. Remember, he loved righteousness. Glory be to God. He loved what? Righteousness. So, if you say that you are in him, you then ought to walk just as he walked. You just don't say, I'm the righteousness of God. Then you, whatever I do doesn't matter. It matters, my sweetheart. Glory be to God. Amen? He does what? That's how I call my daughters. Okay? So one time I was with, recently, I was somewhere and there were some kids around me. Together with my what? Either it was here in church. Okay? Then I referred to one of the kids' sweetheart. Hey man, when it came out, I was like, I hope the parents, what? You know, don't get, you know. Because I always refer to Eden and Abigail, sweetheart, you know. Then now I'm with kids and, you know, from the abundance of what? Then, man, I was like, I hope they, you know, because you remember, this is an African one. Anyway. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? And it can be worse, especially if it's a girl, you say it too, you know. Which is good. I mean, if you're, if Dennis is an uncle to Eden, like he is, okay? Yeah, Eden should be his sweetheart. All right? Yeah. But now, you know this fallen, you know. Okay? Yeah. So, man, I hope he doesn't one time, what, come out when I'm talking to one of you ladies in charge. You know, and we are here, now I walk and, sweetheart, you know, man, that would be scandalous. Very scandal, and then you try to explain what, I think I would, but now that I've told you, if it ever comes out, please, you understand, if by that time there are new, immediately after church, please go to them and say, Say, no, Pastor, you know, sir, I know, church, you know, God has given me a sign that this is a dead one. I should take off. Glory be to God. Yeah. Amen. And I have some DNA of what? Batoro. Okay. Batoro, man, those words, sweetheart, darling, child, you know, But yeah, there are those the vernacular ones. Now, if they know English, sweetheart, you know, man, a kid, a young kid who grows around Batoro, what? Usakos, Batoro women, man, that child will experience love. Sweetheart, there used to be a professor years ago. I don't know if you guys, anyway, of course, most of you don't know. He was called Professor Mujaju. Yes, a kid. Yeah, he was a professor of political science. They were tight with my dad, tight like this. Tight. My dad was not even anywhere near what? Near professor, but his buddies. Professors, man. Kajenda Twoki, you remember that, you know, Dr. Kasanga, you know, he wasn't anywhere near, but somehow gathered professors, doctors around him. All right? And so they were tight with this guy now. So we were young, I remember primary, I think. Now, when, and so they used to get issues with a wife. Issues with a wife. Yeah, issues. Now, when the woman would flee for safety, she would come home. You understand? She would come home. Last Sunday, I talked about what? Men, big men, get issues with your wife and you run to your mother. Now, that is very bad. That is very bad. That is very, you're a kid, man. Okay? Go and chill with your brother or your cousin, but don't go to your mother. Yes, you can just, you know, but don't run to your mother. It's very bad. And so, and Bambi, she would come home. All right? She would come home like for a week, you know, as they sort themselves out. Okay? And man, yeah, that lady, I don't know where she is now. I think she went back to Fort Porto. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. The day she would be home, my goodness. So she would go work, come back in the evening. And man, moment she arrives, man. Oh, sweetheart, you know. Yeah, you know. She passed, yeah? She what? She, oh, sweetheart, Bojo, you know, man, that lady, So just imagine if you have five women, Batoro women around you. Man, you grow up when you what? Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, glory be to God. But what was I talking about? What was I talking about? Now like at Vine. That school where my kids go. Okay? Man, those kids get hugs. From when they get out of the car, there's a teacher who's there, well, you know, You are. Then they go to class. Well, then, all the, you know. Recently, there's a Kayang kid, I think it is his first term there, okay? He's maybe like 7 or 8. So I was at school and then I overheard the kid, the Kayang boy, tell the teacher, you know, as they walked, okay, that everyone is hugging me, everyone is hugging me, everyone is hugging me. So the kid is experiencing what? Yeah, but now, he's not getting the words, man. You know, the words with a hug. Sweetheart, darling, bojo, you know, Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know where they got it from. Anyway, but some things, I don't know, either they are gifts in a group of people, one group has that, another one has the other one. I don't know where they were. Even men, they also what? Yeah, they also, they're like, they are women. Okay, as in, Anyway, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why Joanne is okay. Was like, ain't marrying no what? Nobody else. Hallelujah. Amen. So, where were we? Okay. Yes, who abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Okay, you are in him. You are the righteousness of God in Christ just because you are in him. Okay, therefore you should walk just as he walked. Remember, he loved what? Righteousness. So you should walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 says, little children, okay, little what? Children, let no one deceive you. I don't know why people don't see these scriptures. Let no one do what? Deceive you. Temulimbiwa. Let no one, he's writing to Christians. He saying, Christians, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he, God, is righteous. Okay? So, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Alright? But now John, who was so tight with the Lord, tells you that if you don't practice righteousness, if you don't work out your salvation which you have, then you're not righteous. Okay? You have forfeited. Eh? How do they pronounce that word? Jera? Forfeited or forfeit? Guys, I got there.
Forfeited.
Forfeited. Is it? Maybe, whatever. Elizabeth. You tell us when you come back. Okay? Do you know that word I've just said? Do you know how they pronounce it?
Forfeited.
Forfeited. Yeah. Yes, that sounds. Maybe it's because. Every Ugandan, what? That's what I say.
Forfeited.
Forfeited. Okay? This one has just done mocks. It came in her mocks. Okay? So how do they pronounce?
Forfeited.
Forfeited. We shall go with the one who has just done mocks. Okay. Give a big hand clap. Okay? You forgot. Hallelujah. So yes, you have forfeited, okay? Yes, your righteousness. You're no longer righteous. But remember, you're the righteousness of what? But if you don't what? And remember, he began by saying, do not what? Do not be what? Do not be deceived. Teddy, don't be deceived. Don't be what? Don't be deceived. Man, these are the scriptures which used to mess me up back in the day. Hallelujah. Even Alan was among those what? These scriptures used to mess him up. Because you're like, whatever I do. Then you're reading the Bible cover to cover and you get across. One of the guys used to mess me up was John. Guys were calling him the apostle of love. When I read him, man, you're like, by this guy, he should tell us that whatever you do, because God loves you so much. But again, then that guy was James. James. Yeah. James. Okay? Because that doctrine, the false doctrine says that because you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because Christians are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, therefore God cannot call a Christian a sinner. Because how do the two, someone is righteous and a sinner. How? So you are like, what? Okay, I sin, but I'm not what? A sinner. Then you're there, you love God, so you love his word, so you embark on cover to cover. Then you get to James. James begins to assure you, you adulterers. It's there, by the way. James, man. Yeah, but I am the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not an adulterer. What? Okay, I adulterate, whatever. But I'm not. Then James, man, assures you, you adulterers, you sinners. Don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? James, even up to now, so that's why it's important, by the way, to continue and read your Bible. Because when you've been deceived, you come across things which put you, so you quickly run over James. Five chapters, because James, James, guy, he doesn't sound like an apostle of Christ. Yeah, apostle, love, Love, guys, you should write nice things, darling, sweetheart, But you are a doubter. James, Roya is not exhibiting the love of what? The love of Christ. Yeah, but you know, now later you find out the girl was right. Even John was right. Okay? Let no one do what? Deceive you. He who does what? Yes. Hallelujah. Then he said, then we read which verse? Okay? Eight. Eight says what? Yes. So a Christian who practices sin is of the devil. Remember, if you don't practice righteousness, you are not righteous. And if you're not righteous, you're a sinner. And if you're a sinner, you are of the devil. So you can have people in church on Sunday, mukansa zabalokole, nga they are of the what? Or the devil. It's a truth. And what? And maybe I haven't told you that I had a dream when God was saying, we have done scriptures. Glory be to God. So now you can't argue with me. Say, no, you use your dreams to preach, you know, be the word of God. And you're right, by the way. Okay? Doctrine, we should never be established using dreams and visions and prophecies. Hallelujah. Okay? So, I'm reading the Bible. Now, if God appears to me tonight in a dream and tells me that those who practice unrighteousness are not righteous, I'll tell you and I'll say, in fact, it is in the Bible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Remember, God loves righteousness. And we should walk as the Lord walked. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I should walk that way. You should walk that way. Walk in righteousness. Glory be to God. And maybe for some people, what will get them to walk in righteousness is that scripture, that those who don't walk in righteousness are of the devil. And those scriptures must be read. God knows all his kids. He knows how to get each one of them. To one of them, he knows the way to get this one, to walk in righteousness. Yeah? He should tell him, man, sweetheart, darling, you know. Yeah? Then some other one. You be careful. If you continue like that, you're going to be of the devil. The same God. Then this one of darling, if he sees he has refused, then he also assures him. You understand? Yeah? Okay? And like I said, if you're the devil, okay, you're going to hell. You're going to what? To your father, the devil. Okay? So verse 10 has said what? Verse 10, 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, what does it say? Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Have you seen it? Whoever doesn't practice right, whoever, Christian or non-Christian. But here he's not writing to non-Christians. Okay? In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. How do we know that you're a child of the devil? By how you are behaving. It is that simple. Then say, but God said, don't judge. No one has judged you. What? The word has done what? For me, I've read the Bible. Then, don't judge. First of all, that most of that don't judge thing, it is taken out of what? Context. The Bible says you know them by their what? Fruit. So it's I see fruit for you, you know. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. So in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Nor is he who does not love his what? Brother. Glory be to God. Okay? Enough of that. Okay? The Lord loves righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And because we are that, then we should walk as he walked. Okay? If we don't walk as he walked, we are not of him. We are of the devil. Okay? Now, let's go to the good, or to the next good thing. Okay? The next good thing are the what? The blessings of righteousness. You remember? The Lord loves righteousness and blesses it. Okay? For Jesus, it was said, because he has loved righteousness, okay, then he has been anointed with the oil of gladness more than his companions. So the Lord blesses righteousness. Okay? Okay? One of the blessings, and maybe the most important one, is that the righteous shall inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You know that. Psalm 37 verse 29. It says that the righteous shall inherit the land or the earth and dwell in it forever. Alright? Okay? That was one of the things we learned from that verse, is that we are not going to be in heaven forever. Okay? To some people, that is bad news. Alright? Okay? But man was created to dwell on what? Yeah. But I guess we shall have access to heaven. Eh? Alright? But we shall go to heaven, but we shall come back here to reign with the Lord for 1,000 years and then forever and ever and ever. And the Lord will be here. Jesus will be here, not in heaven. Glory be to God. So the righteous shall inherit the land or the earth and dwell in it forever. Meanwhile, the unrighteous will be in hell. Those refuse to get saved, and those who got saved but practiced unrighteousness. And we shouldn't be a part of that crowd. Glory be to God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 says, do you not know? Do you not what? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom? Then he says to Christians that, do not be deceived. Do not be what? Deceived. Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators. Okay? The fornicators, we learned what it means last week. But we have always known. Amen? Neither fornicators, no idolaters, no adulterers, no homosexuals, no sodomites, no thieves. Okay? No the covetous. Amen? No drunkards. No revilers, people who abuse, okay? You've made it your job to abuse people on social media. That's now your calling. Just abusing, you abuse Biden. You just go on his page, you abuse. You go to Museveni, abuse. You go to Basie, you abuse. You go to your cousin, Gwikigamba. Your calling is to abuse people. Man, you had better watch out, You had better stop. Amen? Of course, you can criticize and say, no, what, Museveni should do this, Bestia should do this, Biden, what, Taiwan, But don't make abusing people your calling. You understand? Hallelujah. Okay? Extortioners. Okay, all these, the Bible says, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Nepal again, don't be deceived. Do you know how we used to explain away this scripture? Would explain it away using the following verse. Verse 11. Is it there? Okay. Verse 11 says, and such were some of you. Such were what? Some of you. But you were sanctified. So you are sanctified. You are a homosexual. You are a thief. You are an extortioner. You are a fornicator. You are that. Now you're not. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our. You were washed. You're clean. You're the right. Why do you read scriptures when a guy would quote 9 and 10? You're like, read 11. Why don't you read everything? Thank God, what? I passed code there. And with some of you have refused to leave that place. Even after, I don't know how many years I've tried to show you. Now you are like, see, you, and by the way, it's freedom. You know, everyone has their rights. Okay? And so, we used to say, read everything. You say, yes, it's true you are washed. It's true you are sanctified. It's true you are justified. It is true that you became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But it says, work out your salvation. It says he who doesn't practice righteousness is what? He's not righteous. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay? Get this info. It will help you when you Bambi, you're helping what? People. Because if you go, like you said, if you go and you face man, those guys where you're not thorough with the word, they might actually win you over. Before you know it, you leave LAT, you're like, LAT is not preaching the gospel. Because then I say, in fact, they don't call it gospel, they call it the gospel. The gospel. You say, you are washed, you are sanctified, you are no longer why. Do you know I'm following with James? But James is saying, sinners. He said, no, James was a Jew. In fact, he was writing to Jews, not to Gentile Christian. and I know all those stupid words. But now, the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, when you read all his stuff, he doesn't say what we say that he said. Okay? Paul, you read in Ephesians, it says, man, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Then he says, do not be partakers with them. Okay? Partakers of what? Of the wrath of God that is coming upon sinners. Okay? So Paul has never said what people attribute to him. Glory be to God. Amen? The blessings, you inherit the kingdom. The righteous will inherit the kingdom forever and ever and ever. That alone, man, is great motivation for us to walk as Jesus walked. For us to love righteousness as the Lord loved righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Before we inherit the kingdom that is coming, before then, okay, there are also blessings that God will give you, okay, while you're here, okay? One of them is he will provide for you your needs, your daily needs, okay? Matthew chapter 6 from verse 31, it says, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, okay, and your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Then he says in verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. And what will happen? All these things shall be added unto you. Glory be to God. Water, food, shelter, clothing, it will be provided unto you. Glory be to God. Okay? Psalm 37, verse 25. Okay? The psalmist say that I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. A righteous man. Okay? Not forsaken. God watches out for them and his descendants, the children. They are also what? They are what? They are blessed. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Then, the next verse highlights something, a specific thing about that righteous man. Okay? It says, he is ever what? Merciful and lends. He's a giver. Okay? And his descendants are what? Blessed. But Elizabeth, bagwa bugwemo bintu. Just falling things, man. Your parents, what? So you see, right now, there are people, adults, okay, people who have just finished uni, for example, suffering, no jobs, what? Anyway, things, okay? And one of the reasons could be that their parents were not generous. Now some of you are saying, Pastor, you started badly, then you recovered. Now you're finishing badly. Well, it's true. The scripture is there. Hallelujah. Okay? So, it benefits you, it behooves you if what? You're generous. You're helping the people coming after you. Hallelujah. Amen? Elizabeth, you know, your parents are not the only ones, what? Who have always been, what? Generous. Even me. Okay? Back in the day, back in the day, I was also what? Yeah. And I had a dream, man. Okay? Just got in what? Married, you know? And the Lord was like, man, you have nothing. You have nothing. You gave it away. You gave it all away to help people. You paid fees for kids you don't know. Never sang a mula go away, you know, eh? They said you don't waste airtime. Airtime speaking nonsense on phone, just giving your money away to South Africans, you know, eh? MTN. I was like, I can save that money and help a kid. Hmm? You know, buy a car. Ah. But it's not evil to buy a car, eh? But for me, I was like, Later. Now, I can first what? Kusiga that money, store that money. You know? Because I had heard one time God telling me, I know the audible voice from another university. If you joyfully obey the laws of like, giving and receiving, no financial difference. So I was like, each which are giving the chengendo kolachi, okulemela ko, the results, the cars, the houses, those ones will be God's business. My business is giving. Hallelujah. Amen. I've told you a story, okay? My mother-in-law, okay? And I think, yeah, she told me once, okay? Told me a man, a guy came here, took my daughter, and the guy didn't have a car. Took my daughter who was raised in cars. Minister's village, that Uposh Kaminsa's village. I arrive at the gate on a foot, man. Dusty, you understand? And I couldn't run to the back. Now, what? I'm calling a hot chick from Gaza. Now I have to look there. Style, you know, You go, you take a cologne and you buy a car. You understand, eh? So that, you know, you can appear and you hoot, you know, eh? I was born again. I was practice what? Righteousness. I came as I what? As I am. Hallelujah. And I what? I had nothing. I'm telling you, I had nothing. Do you know what it means to have nothing? But I had a job, but I had nothing. Okay? It reminds me of Catherine Coleman. Says, I was born with nothing. I had nothing. I even didn't have hair on my head when I was born. But I say that wonderful Jesus, I have nothing to give you but my love. And that is all what I give unto you. I had nothing. So, anyway, you understand, those are things of houses, cars, that was God's business. Anyway, so I get a dream after gotten married, and God is like, man, you're giving. Hallelujah. Now, and you've blessed kids you didn't know, now I want to bless yours. Okay? So the first kid, okay, is, anyway, so God says, I'm going to get your kid to be born, that says, get citizenship, which in years to come, I'll use for something big. Okay? Okay? And that country, that's where what? Elizabeth is going to marry kids, what? Or country, to what? Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, if you want, you get there, you want what? A company just who give a call. All we need to do is what? Ticket. We don't need a visa. Hallelujah. If my wife needs to escort her daughter, she has to get a visa. All right? Hallelujah. So, yeah. Then the second born, same thing. Same, yeah, I want to do the same thing I did for the first one. Hallelujah. Okay, now it's how many years? Eden is 11. We've never seen that big thing. You see, you obeyed. We obeyed, you understand, eh? But 10 years, 11 years, seeing nothing. Nothing. But God is, you know. So again, that's what I was telling you, eh? You disobey God, eh? 11 years, nothing. And you think all is well. Now, we obeyed God, 11 years. Same kids, same school, same, Okay? But God is like, you wait. In the same way, you disobey God, you think, you know, eh? Anyway, this man, the righteous man, in addition to doing all the right things you saw, he's a giver. Okay? Hallelujah. But the key thing is, if you're righteous, the Bible says you won't be forsaken. Glory be to God. That's a benefit. Okay? But to me, what sums it up all is the one in what? The scripture in Proverbs 5, 21 or 12, which says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield." Glory be to God. "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous." Amen? "With favor, you will surround him as a shield." Glory be to God. Amen? Living under the favor of God. Glory be to God. And the favor of God attracts everything you need at any one time. So it encompasses all the blessings, okay, that you need on this earth. Those you need, those you want, those you know, eh? Glory be to God. All that is for the what? The righteous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So let us walk as the Lord walked. Let us pursue righteousness. Amen? We shall inherit the kingdom of God. If we don't, we shall not. We shall end up in hell. If we do, we shall inherit the kingdom of God. And before then, okay, the Lord will surround us with his favor as with a shield. And he will bless us. Glory be to God. When we walk with our Lord in the light of his word.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.